The Jamestown basketball teams played home games with Bismarck Legacy last night at Jerry Meyer Arena, and Jamestown came away with a split. In the girls' game, the Jays trailed early 12-2. They took a halftime lead of 28-18, but they could only muster 6 points in the second half as Legacy came away with a 44-34 victory. Jamestown drops to 3-1. Legacy improves to 4-0. And on the boys' side, Jamestown was without the state's leading scorer, Bowden Skunberg, out with the flu. Jamestown escaped with a 63-54 victory. Carson Lamp led the way with 16. Shea Carroll had 15. Brooks Carroll with 13. The win for the Jays is their 31st consecutive victory. They're back on the road Friday night in Belcourt to play Turtle Mountain, who just defeated Century 62-59. The Jamestown High boys hockey team won a non-conference game last night against Detroit Lakes out of Minnesota. The Jays won by a final tally of 7-1. The Jays led 3-1, but they scored 4 times in the final 17 minutes to come away with a 7-1 victory. In Class B hoops last night, on the boys' side, Kidder County beat Washburn 56-35, and it was Linton Hazleton Moffitt Braddock over Napoleon Gackle Streeter 79-56. In girls' basketball, Enderlin defeated Maple Valley by the slimmest of margins, 49-48. Central Cass down Richland 62-35. Carrington over to Rockford Cheyenne 62-48. Memorial Litchfield Marion took out Ellendale 48-20. And Strasburg Zeeland beat Edgley Cullen Montpelier 59-55. Coming up tomorrow on the broadcast schedule, we have Jamestown High Girls Hockey against Devil's Lake. That begins at 7 o'clock on ESPN Jamestown. And you can find the rest of our broadcast schedule online, newsdakota.com. Click on sports and then sports schedule. Reporting for ESPN Jamestown, I'm Steve Linsmeyer.